Dr. David Martin founded MCAM in 1998. MCAM was hired by the U.S. government to civilianize military technologies so that they can be exported in accordance to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, and to provide a mechanism where banks could get credit for intangible assets such as patents, copyrights, and trade secrets. This contract allowed David Martin the ability to witness criminal preparations years before 2020.
So my company was about civilianizing technology so that it could be exported. That got us into a bunch of places where we got to see biological and chemical weapons labs around the world. We are watching in real time as people file patents, as people get grants, as people do collaborations, as corporations get involved in illicit activities. In 1990, Pfizer filed the first patent on a vaccine for coronavirus. Going into 2000, 2001, a very interesting problem happened, and that was that Ralph Baric figured out how to modify a component of the protein associated with coronavirus, and he actually made it into something that would target heart tissue. The whole reason for SARS 1.0 and the whole reason for the anthrax attack was to get commercial liability protections at the cost of civil liberties.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The October 21, 2014 letter directed from NIAID, that's Anthony Fauci's program, to Sherry Settle. Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Baric's program administrator, was told that the gain of function studies that he was doing were actually subject to the gain of function moratorium. As your grant is currently funded, this pause is voluntary. This was published February 12, 2016. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. There is a very, very, very clear statement that says WIV1 is poised for human emergence. Alex, you want to guess what WIV1 is in 2016? It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. That paper was published at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not in Wuhan, China. And in 2018 and 2019, a very bizarre thing happened. The United States government reclaimed the patent from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the Department of Health and Human Services at the National Institutes of Health took that UNC Chapel Hill patent on infectious replication defective coronavirus and reclaimed title and interest to it. We changed the definition of an adverse event following vaccination in 2018 and 2019 so that legally there was no adverse event. If you got the shot and fell over dead, that was not an adverse event. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20 of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was going to kill people. The motivation was, we have a commercially interested group of sociopaths who want to make money while killing people. That's the bottom line. This is when it stops being fun. This is when it gets hard. This is the Valley Forge, and we've got a long campaign in front of us. What I would highly advise, and I've advised this everywhere I go, get used to using cash and make sure you have a lot of it on hand. And where do we go after this? Well, it's very simple. Start depositing goodwill all over the place. We actually have the ability right now to actually change our behavior. Start living and treating each other with decency. Start doing things where the community and the humanity that we actually manifest is something that people look at and go, I want more of that, more than I want the fear, more than I want the tyranny, more than I want the control. Because it turns out that the only way the globalists win is if you give in to fear. That is the only way they win. So don't worry. They can't take what you don't give them. So don't give them anything. We, the people, can say no.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, as the latest from Greg Reese, government contractor exposes planning of profitable lethal injections. Stay with us. We'll do your daily dispatch on the other side. It's AmericanJournalInfoWars.com/show.
Hey, let me start by saying you do a great show.
Thank you.
Hey, let me point out that I took X2 iodine. I started taking that stuff. The best iodine I think I ever found is what you guys are selling.
When did you start taking it?
About 4 years ago, I had high blood pressure, and I was on blood pressure medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I started eating a little better, but my blood pressure stayed high. And when I took X2 iodine, after about 3 or 4 weeks, I think my body detoxified of a bunch of metals and stuff that my body was storing. And my blood pressure came down to perfect level. And I tell people the only thing I did was X2 iodine. And even though I do think all your other products are good, I recommend to anybody that they start with X2 iodine because it detoxifies your body and kind of kicks your natural DNA into full force. So in my life, I found X2 iodine the best. I tried other iodines and they didn't have the same effect. But so X2 iodine, I really wanted to point that out.
It's Tuesday, June 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Okay. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. To be with you here this Tuesday morning. You live from the Central Texas headquarters. InfoWars, thank you very much. We got a lot of videos to show you today. We got a lot of news to get to. Some good news. Some surprising and good news. Two things that don't often happen. We're not often particularly surprised, as we're able to see a lot of things coming from far away. And we're not really used to good news. The fact that it is good news alone is a surprise. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Julian Assange being freed. We'll tell you all about that. And in this first segment, I'm going to play an update from Alex Jones about the reports of InfoWars' imminent closure. Yes, we are back on that portion of the roller coaster ride. Once again, we find ourselves teetering on the edge, but we'll show you the video from Alex Jones here in just a second. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2024. Julian Assange to return to Australia under new plea deal. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is poised to evade incarceration in the United States by agreeing to a plea deal that may allow him to return to Australia immediately. In fact, it has. The 52-year-old Assange is expected to enter a plea agreement with the U.S. Justice Department, enabling his release despite facing severe charges relating to the acquisition, receipt, and disclosure of classified information on WikiLeaks in 2010. Although the plea deal awaits approval from a federal judge, prosecutors are advocating for a 62-month sentence. The period matches the time Assange has already served in U.K. prison, potentially facilitating his release. And yes, he has been released, and we have Clips 7 and 8 here is Julian Assange boarding the flight to London, arriving in Bangkok, Thailand, on his way to Australia. So he is free, which is wonderful. You know, obviously, I mean, this guy's probably the most important journalist of our time, and his prosecution is just certification of that. He's been put through hell. There's no plea deal that can give him back the years of his life and his health that has been stolen from him by the relentless and unfair persecution by the United States government. So God bless Julian Assange. We'll get more into that later and give you all the details and maybe do a little. Well, there's a couple things. We're going to wonder why this happened now, what this means politically, if this has political implications. We're going to talk about what he was able to put out while he was in operation and how that has changed the course of history. We're going to speculate about what maybe could have been discovered if he had been allowed to continue his operation in, say, I don't know, the buildup to the Ukraine war. What could have happened if things had been a little bit different? But we'll get back to that. Meanwhile, another story of egregious violations of the principle of free speech. Tommy Robinson has been arrested after speaking in Calgary.
moments ago, Tommy Robinson, this was yesterday, received a standing ovation in Calgary, Canada for a powerful speech about censorship and government overreach. And then moments later, 10 police, both undercover officers and uniformed officers, swarmed him, arrested him, put him in the back of a big SUV and drove him away. It's outrageous, but completely unsurprising. One of the few places with worse censorship than the UK itself is Justin Trudeau's Canada. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But I don't know if it's ironic, but maybe appropriate is the better word. Giving a speech about government censorship and repression only to be arrested for it. Wow, it's almost like he's right. Meanwhile, nurses sue UK's NHS after being forced to change in front of transgender male. Sort of like the story we covered yesterday about the woman, the beauty salon that was sued for $35,000 for refusing to wax male genitalia because it was a trans woman. Sort of a similar thing. What this is, in plain terms, is institutionalized rape. It's like corporate rape, essentially. On June 22nd, the Daily Mail reported that nurses in the UK were informed by their bosses that they needed to get with the transgender program and accept men in their changing rooms. The headline, "You need to be re-educated," that's how a group of NHS nurses say hospital chiefs reacted when they complained that a transgender colleague who shared the woman's changing room stared as they got undressed. Oh, you're uncomfortable that a man is watching you get undressed at your place of work? You just need to be re-educated. You're just not enlightened enough. You need education. If you weren't so stupid and backwards, you wouldn't have a problem with a man ogling you as you get changed. It's institutional rape is what it is. It is your place of work raping you, helping to facilitating your rape. So, you know, they did it with a needle. Well, why not? Why not force you into uncomfortable, compromising sexual positions, or you get fired, or you lose your job. So, no one's forcing you. No one's forcing you to cater to the man in your locker room. You'll just be fired if you don't. Sickening, but there it is. That story's at InfoWars. This story also at InfoWars.com. Bannon to serve prison term at facility with violent inmates. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon will serve his four-month prison sentence at a facility in Connecticut known for housing violent offenders. Your News reported that Bannon, a former advisor to President Donald Trump, will be held at the Federal Correction Institution Danbury instead of a minimum security prison camp typically reserved for nonviolent offenders. This is because he's facing an ongoing criminal case in New York. The facility where Bannon is expected to serve his sentence has housed violent offenders, raised concerns about his safety and security during his incarceration. According to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, FCI Danbury houses a total of 1,065 inmates. Approximately one-third of this total are sex offenders, while under 40% are convicted of drug-related charges, as reported by News Times. So it's just, I mean, you know, I don't know if the details even matter in cases like these. It's political persecution. It's advisor to the former president being thrown into jail for that, essentially. And they're going to treat him like a violent offender, although maybe worse, because violent offenders often don't go to jail these days. So this is the reorganization of our justice system, which the violent criminal offenders who actually victimize people are given all of the understanding and benefit of the doubt available to them. Whereas if you are a political criminal, as they see it, mercy will not be extended to you. Finally, election officials in all 50 states urged to halt non-citizen voter registration. Quote, the time to act is now. A conservative legal group fired off letters to officials in every state in the country Monday, urging them to enforce existing laws that prevent non-U.S. citizens from registering to vote or casting ballots in elections. The Post can exclusively reveal America First Legal wrote to chief election officers, secretaries of state, attorneys general, lieutenant governors, and governors on Monday, calling for them to verify immigration statuses on voter rolls using Department of Homeland Security data and boot any non-Americans they find. If DHS fails to respond to an inquiry, you can sue the federal court to obtain the necessary information the Congress has required DHS to provide, AFL Executive Director Gene Hamilton said in the letter. Given the widespread public concern over the presence of foreign nationals on voter rolls in jurisdictions across the United States and unprecedented levels of illegal immigration across our southern border, since January 20th, 2021, the time to act is now. And once again, we're in a position where it's insane that this demand even has to be made. Literally, they're writing demand saying, hey, enforce the law. I mean, that is the point of the law, is that you shouldn't have to write a letter asking for these things to be done. It is the law, which I would think would mean that if these people aren't doing it, they're breaking the law. So that sounds criminal to me. If a thing is a law and you're violating it, is the correct response really to write a letter to ask that you stop violating the law? Or is the purpose of the law that this is when the judicial system steps in and punishes the people for breaking the law? It's all very simple. But it's insane that we have to do this. It's insane we have to do this. So that's your Daily Dispatch. I will be joined in the 10 o'clock time period by Native Patriot. A little bit later this hour, we are going to talk a lot about Julian Assange. I want to take your calls and speculation as to why Julian Assange was released at this point. Why pursue somebody relentlessly, like a decade, just to sign a plea agreement and let him go? Like, what? I'm confused by this. A lot of speculation about the political ramifications, but none that I've really convinced me. But good Lord, you can only imagine. We can only imagine the feeling of being free after so long, unfairly persecuted, for revealing the truth about what the United States was up to. We'll get back into that. I do want to take a moment now to play clip number one. This is Alex Jones. Yesterday, there was a report about the imminent shutdown of InfoWars. Again, I was getting a lot of people asking me questions about this, and I say the same thing to people in DMs that I do on air, which is, if you want to know what's going on, go ask Alex Jones. Go listen to what Alex Jones is saying. I wish I had inside information. But the thing is, everything that's happening with us is public. It's all being done by the courts. We don't even have a say in a lot of it. It's just the court decides something. It's reported. Alex can put it in context with more information. But it's not like we have plans that we're unfolding in the background that I could give you some, you know, inside information about. We're just sitting and waiting to find out what the court decides. As far as I can tell, most of the reporting is basically accurate. The headlines might be misleading, but the articles tend to stick to the facts. And then whatever Alex Jones says on air, he says behind the scenes. You talk to him in the hallway, and he says the same thing he says on air. So if you want to know about this, you just got to listen to Alex Jones. So that's what we're going to do now. Here's Alex Jones responding to the reports of InfoWars' imminent closure. Let's watch.
This is incredibly comical, if it wasn't so serious, for the First Amendment. 3 weeks ago, the CRO appointed by the federal court tried to shut this building down without a court order. And then they denied it all over the news and said, I made it up. Then a few days later in federal court, they admitted it. Then a week and a half ago, they had another federal court hearing where the families, you know, the Democratic Party law firms, wanted me shut down that day and things liquidated. We agreed to have a liquidator come in appointed by the court to, quote, liquidate the company. So that news was there. That was us winning that motion. Now it's all over the news. The empire of lies finally ends. Alex Jones to be shut down. Let me just explain something to everybody. Everything you've been told by corporate media is a lie. None of it's been true. When they were trying to shut it down, I told you they were going to fail. And that they were trying it and they denied it. And then now I'm telling you that what you're seeing in the news is not accurate. And I'll just leave it at that. But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of things unfolding. But here's the bottom line. The plaintiffs, the Democratic Party folks, openly have wanted us shut it down the whole time. They've never wanted us to stay on there. under federal law, they're supposed to get money for a supposed grievance that's happened. Even though the judges found me guilty and there were show trials, okay, they had their big judgment that's going to be overturned on appeal. And so now they're desperate to shut this place down because they don't want money. They knew there wasn't all this money, they claimed. And so now they're being forced in the state courts to come in now and tell the state courts they want money. That's what's happening. So there's a lot of stuff that happens within that. So just sit back and watch the next few days, the next week or so. I'll be able to tell you what's really going on here. But InfoWars is hard to kill. And I'm hard to shut down. But InfoWars is just a building and my great crew and a name. Really, overall, it's me. But this is not a fun process. I didn't ask for all this. But at the same time, if I'm put in that position, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines. I'm gonna take lemons and make lemonade. But continually, the corporate media just seizes on headlines and deceives people all day long. But just remember, a couple weeks ago, I was lying. Nobody wanted to shut us down. And now, oh, I'm going to be shut down. So they are all over the map, just like the entire establishment. The American corrupt empire is dying. Not America. America's coming back. But the corrupt, evil influences that have hijacked our country, they are being exposed. Everything they do turns to pure crap. So InfoWars is only this building and equipment and our great crew. They can go anywhere. I can work anywhere. They're not shutting anything down. But it's all just a big, giant tug of war trying to close down this facility, which they see as some victory to mount our head on the wall or like a Roman standard they want to get. So, again, it was fake news. They weren't trying to shut us down. And now it's fake news that we're being shut down. I'll play this video in a few weeks, and you'll say Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today yet again. Follow me at X at Real Alex Jones. Support our sponsors, DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. And the revolution will be televised.
So there you go. That's the update from Alex Jones. I'm sure we'll hear more on his show today. But I think what you need to understand is that Alex Jones knows what he's doing. It's obvious. He knows what he's doing. And I think so much of what we see with Alex and InfoWars and similar stuff with Donald Trump is there's a mix of projection from the left and the left maybe buying their own crap about these people. Like, they see Alex Jones as a liar. So they expect that if they get him into discovery, they're going to find text messages about how he's lying, or they're going to find documents showing that we're planning on making money by deceiving people. Like, but it doesn't exist. That does it. So that's the projection, I think, is these people are liars. The mainstream media are liars. If you were to, you know, get all their conversations, all their communications, and all their bank records, I guarantee you, you'd find some explosive and criminal stuff. They expect Alex Jones to be like that, too. They also expect Alex Jones to be the caricature of him, which is basically like a bumbling, redneck, you know, dummy who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. The fact is that Alex Jones, this entire operation, all the corporations that go into, you know, InfoWars or under the umbrella of free speech systems, like, it's incredibly sophisticated, actually. So these are people who, and this is kind of how, like, the Illuminati, where if you want to talk about the Illuminati and what they know and what they're, once you reach a certain point, you have to know all of these, like, legal tricks. Like, what it is once you get to that certain point, if you're in with the crowd and you can, you know, rub elbows with the elite, they're already doing this stuff, then they can sort of share with you, okay, here's how you hide your money overseas. Here's the lawyers you need that can get you tax exempt status that you don't deserve. There's all these little workarounds and tax evasion techniques, all these little things that you can do that if you're not in the group, they aren't going to tell you how to do it. They're not going to, you know, give you these secrets. But you can take advantage of all these loopholes or operate in this system in a sophisticated fashion without them, if you know what you're doing. And Alex Jones knows what he's doing. I'm not saying he's like tax evading or anything like that, but I'm saying that the courts, this is like the playground of the elite. This is where they get things done. This is how they, you know, destroy their enemies and shield themselves. And they don't expect somebody like Alex Jones, totally independent, not under the umbrella or under the cover of a BlackRock organization. They don't expect him to be able to contend with them in this arena. Because they bought their own lies. Because they think that he's as stupid as they say he is. But he's not. So they are confused by this, and they are expected this to be easy, and it's not. And it's a similar thing with Donald Trump. They expected, hey, if we get search warrants and can just, you know, go through all of his communications, find everything he's ever said, there's got to be criminal activity in there. But then there's not. So then they're left with this Russiagate investigation predicated on nothing. They assumed, like, well, it doesn't matter what we predicated on. It doesn't matter what the excuse we use to go into his information. You know, once we're there, we'll be able to get the incriminating evidence, and then it won't matter why we got the what excuse we used to get the they just want the incriminating evidence. It's a similar thing with Alex Jones. They expected that if they could sue InfoWars and get all of our communications and get all of our financial information, that they would discover some nefarious activities there, but there isn't any. There's not any. It doesn't exist. So again, it's projection from them because they're criminals, they're liars. They're deceitful. They really do run these operations where they know something is false, but they make sure everybody follows it anyway. And then they, you know, use secret email addresses to communicate with each other, hoping that they can't be FOIA requested. Like, they do all of this stuff. They expect us to be doing it too. But these things don't work when the person that you're targeting is honest and forthright and upfront. It doesn't work. In the same way, they bought their own line. Again, I mean, there's a lot of similarities between Alex Jones and Donald Trump in this regard, in that the view of the mainstream is so utterly warped and distorted and wrong that, like, they have a hard time justifying or you know, aligning their beliefs with what reality is. They can't figure it out exactly. They think Trump is just like a big, you know, buffoon. Loudmouth, brash, stupid guy, but he's not. He's extremely sophisticated. He knows what he's doing. He is totally clean. His background is totally spotless. But they lie, and then they believe their own lies. Same thing with Alex Jones. They think that he's just some crazy guy spouting nonsense. Now, the reality is he's got your number, and that's why you're going after him. And you have so, you know, little respect for your enemies that you think he's going to be a pushover. You think he's going to go down. You think that by pulling a few legal tricks, you'll be able to suffocate us. You don't realize that you're dealing with somebody who is actually kind of a strategic genius in this way. I mean, the fact that we're even still here is unbelievable. You've seen the way other companies have been persecuted like this or taken down like this. It can happen very quickly. It can happen almost immediately. When it's deserved, you know, there's nothing really that can be done about it. You know, think about something like Gawker, who was sued out of existence because they published intimate video of what's his name? Hulk Hogan. The entire crew just said Hulk Hogan at once. Yeah, Hulk Hogan, he's the one. Like, it's actually something that, like, damaged somebody's life, like, you know, intimate video that they didn't want out. They published for everybody to see for no newsworthy reason. And they got dismantled and destroyed. Rightfully, they should have. When InfoWars is going through, a little bit less tangible than that. They thought it'd be easy. They didn't realize that Alex Jones is not the caricature they paint him as. No, he's actually a sophisticated operator. And they would know that if they actually gave him the time of day. If they don't, they're trying to shut us down. We're going to go to another video on this topic on the other side. Ask people on the street what they think about Alex Jones, getting some very interesting responses. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form. of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to get into Julian Assange here in just a second. I don't want to spend the whole show talking about InfoWars, but I do want to play this video because it is definitely worth it. And there's a lot of other stuff we can glean from these responses. Alex Stringer, a friend of the show, a very good dude, went out to Barton Springs in Austin to ask people what they thought about Alex Jones. Got some very interesting responses, to say the least. Let's go now to clip number 5. The people of Austin should real Alex Jones be allowed on the internet. Here's Alex Stringer.
Do you trust the mainstream media? Mm-hmm. Like, do you trust the New York Times,
Alex Jones,
NBC?
Is the best person ever.
What's up, guys? Alex Stringer here. We are at Barton Springs asking people if they think that Alex Jones should be allowed to be on the internet and whether or not InfoWars is a more credible source of news than NBC, CNN, the New York Times or Fox. How's it going, man? Hey, how do you feel about Alex Jones being allowed on the internet?
I don't really watch the news, so I have no idea.
He's the host of a show and the founder of a show called InfoWars. And he's a predicted
conspiracy theorist type of guy.
Well, yeah, he's a fortune teller. Okay. He predicted 9/11 before it happened, okay. And he's told us about the gay frogs in order to help educate us about the environment.
I had no idea who he was until last month.
Okay.
And we were at the market. He came there, and one of my friends told me that that's Alex Jones. I had to look him up. I went to Google and searched him up. First thing I saw was frogs being gay or something.
Don't think you should be allowed on the planet.
Okay. Should rapists and murderers be allowed on the internet or allowed on the planet?
I mean, that's too general of a question.
I mean, it's
some
kind of the...
Some murder is good.
Some murder is good.
Well, I think that's the good thing about living in America's freedom of speech.
Don't bankrupt him.
That's his money.
Yeah. It's freedom of speech, okay, so whatever you got to say is his own opinion, so...
Who would you rather trust? Would you rather trust Alex Jones or Jeffrey Epstein's friends to give you public health advice?
I don't know who these people are, so I can't give you an answer.
To be honest, I don't know who Alex Jones is. Well, Alex Jones, he predicted 9/11 before it happened, and he's talked about the chemicals that are in our water that have been turning the frogs gay in order to educate us about the environment.
Sweet. Well, shout out to him. That's my boy. Alex.
Do you know who Adolf Hitler is?
No.
You don't know who Adolf Hitler is in Nazi Germany?
The platform for lying about the Sandy Hook families.
Okay. Should we have the same type of scrutiny with the New York Times, Fox News, NBC, CBS, and CNN for lying about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which caused us to go into a 20-year war in the Middle East, which killed millions of people?
But I would say this. It was Bush who lied to the New York Times. It wasn't the New York Times lying about it. It was Bush and Cheney who lied about weapons of mass destruction.
So what do you think was worse? Getting us into a 20-year war that killed millions of people and bankrupted the country? Or saying things that were accidentally untrue about a couple of events?
Same thing said, though. Untrue.
Yes, clearly worse than lying about weapons of mass destruction. Yeah. Yes, thank you. All right. Who do you think is more guilty of spreading misinformation or disinformation? The mainstream media, White House,
course,
and the CDC,
course.
Or Alex Jones?
Of course, the mainstream media.
And when you think about Sandy Hook,
yeah.
What is the first name that would just come to mind if we did a blanket word association?
I guess Alex Jones right now, but
okay.
Probably someone else if I...
Well, do you know who Adam Lanza is?
No.
Adam Lanza is the guy who killed 20 kindergartners Sandy Hook.
He was the shooter. Okay, got it.
Who do you think is more of a threat to children and America as a whole? Somebody like Alex Jones or a guy like Jeffrey Epstein who traffics children and has a bunch of influence in the scientific, political, and technological community?
That guy.
Here's my thing. They take our money to kick us in our ass. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tax types of things that they take, that they make us pay for. So we got to wake up. 8 billion people, and it ain't just America, it just ain't Texas, it isn't Alex Jones. All the stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you, guys. Hey, thank you for doing your work.
Really, really great stuff. I mean, so many great clips in that video at The Alex Stranger, at The Alex Stranger on X. Should Alex Jones be allowed on the internet? The citizens of Austin share their thoughts. Just really fascinating. The demographics are fascinating to me, too. It's so funny that you know, they'll claim that Alex Jones is racist. He's a white nationalist. He's a white supremacist. I mean, these ridiculous lies. You go out on the street and it's every black dude and Hispanic dude and Indian dude and any other dude just being like, this is America, man. This is what makes America great. It's free speech. Don't take the man's money. Don't bankrupt the man. and it's the white women for some reason that are just like, some murder is okay, actually. Actually, what Alex Jones did is worse than murder. Crazy. Just crazy. That woman said some murder is good. Okay. What?
What? Well, she was obviously talking about the people that we talk about every day, right?
Who?
No, you know, the degenerates in politics, the people trying to force in a bunch of unconstitutional rules to bring down society. Yeah, like, you know, there would be a couple of murders.
I think
it wouldn't be murder. It would be justice.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I mean, the word murder means
we would do it murder. Legally.
Yeah, it's there are some killings that are good.
We would kill them politically.
I mean, there's, you know, executions can be good because you're getting rid of a criminal who's, you know, a danger to society. But murder is murder. Murdered means that it wasn't a justified thing. That's
fine.
What the word means.
Okay. Murder's bad.
Yeah. Murder is bad. Breaking news here. Murder bad. Free speech, good. Yes, this is where we're having to get to. These are the basics that we're having to try to cover here. Just crazy. And of course, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? And they're willing to just put anything to the side that conflicts with their worldview or cover for anybody that, you know, they think they should cover for it. I mean, morality, fairness, you know, but having an unbiased or objective view or subjective. No, yeah. To have an objective view of the world is sort of anathema to them. They don't get it. They don't understand what that's like. To them, the New York Times spreading lies about weapons of mass destruction, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't really matter. I mean, somebody told the New York Times that. So, of course, they were going to report it. It's not up to this. It's not, you know, their responsibility to do due diligence and make sure what they're reporting is, in fact, the truth. Just like how they reported that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Well, they were told that by the intelligence community. So, of course, they reported it. Strange, because even though the intelligence community was saying that, we weren't reporting that it was Russian disinformation because that was a lie. So they're just able to sort of hand wave or brush off or justify the lies from the mainstream media that actually kill hundreds of thousands of people, whereas Alex Jones questioning an event 10 years ago means he should be kicked off the internet. He should be off the planet, not the murderers and rapists. I mean, that depends. That kind of depends. I mean, you rape somebody, you take somebody's life, you snuff out their life before their time, you murder somebody. I mean, you know, it depends on the circumstances, but you question the mainstream. Well, you should be killed. You should be killed. You should be thrown off the planet, obviously. And then, of course, the guy who associates Sandy Hook with Alex Jones and doesn't even know who Adam Lanza is when he's asked. Doesn't that tell you everything about how warped the perception of Americans is at this point? Back on the other side, talk about Julian Assange.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing, using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. This was, I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures, so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to the system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are control of this AI system before humanity is destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWar.
So, folks, this is, of course, just some of the video that Julian Assange released through WikiLeaks. It exposed, you know, just a few of the war crimes that America had been engaged in.
Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
Overseas.
All right, we got about 8 individuals.
Remember, Julian Assange was not their enemy because he was lying. He was their enemy because he was telling the truth. He was exposing their lies.
In a video called Collateral Murder. And we just established that murder is bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Roger, currently engaging approximately 8 individuals, KIA, RPGs, and AK-47s.
Cell 26, you need to move to that location once Crazy Horse is done and get pictures, over.
Yes, folks. Julian Assange is a hero who revealed some of the lies of the New World Order, the American administration, the lies about Iraq, as well as releasing the, you know, emails that became the center point of the Pizzagate conspiracy. Very disturbing, and as of now, still unexplained references to maps and pizza and all sorts of interesting code words. And they've relentlessly pursued him.
ever since. He is now free. He's now free. And this is amazing, but kind of confusing. I mean, this is great, but what? But how? Why? What? Julian Assange is free. And we are all thrilled and baffled, I think. A lot of speculation as to why this would be done. Some, I think, that is very baseless in a lot of ways. I mean, I've seen people saying that, well, this is Biden doing this to go after the libertarian vote. It's like, what? Really? I mean, how many things can you figure out that are wrong about that? You think Biden actually wants a libertarian vote? You think the minuscule percentage of the electorate that identifies as libertarian is worth releasing this guy who they've, again, talked about drone striking? So I'm not complaining. You know, I'm not trying to look a gift horse in the mouth here. It's good that he's been released. But it does beg the question, why? Let me just give you the breakdown first. Julian Assange will not be extradited to the U.S. after reaching plea deal. The WikiLeaks founder has now landed in Bangkok on his way to U.S. territory after leaving the U.K. via Stansted on Monday. The release on his website of secret U.S. government documents in 2010 made Assange notorious and sparked more than a decade's worth of legal battles. U.S. authorities have agreed to drop their demand for Julian Assange to be extradited from the U.K. after reaching a plea deal with the WikiLeaks founder. In return for pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information, Assange will be sentenced to time served, 62 months, that time he has already spent in British prisons, according to court documents. Once the guilty plea is accepted by a judge, the 52-year-old will be free to return to Australia, the country of his birth. American prosecutors had alleged that Assange put lives at risk when he helped former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal diplomatic cables and military files that WikiLeaks put online in 2010. He had been locked in a legal battle in the U.K. over his extradition, which included him entering the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2012 prior to his detention in Belmarsh Prison, where he has been since May 2019. So again, he released this information. That was true. It was accurate. It didn't come through the official legitimate sources because it reflected badly on the official legitimate sources. Here you're seeing a timeline on screen. And you see here in 2012 is when Assange started to seek asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy. And there were charges about something that happened in Sweden that was total nonsense. So he spent about 7 years in this embassy, which was a tiny makeshift prison for him, essentially. In 2019, he was taken to Belmarsh Prison. There's been a lot of information over the last several years that his mental and physical health have suffered. And frankly, I'm surprised he looks as good as he does in some of the videos of him leaving the UK and getting to Thailand. He looks healthy. He looks good. I mean, it was amazing. I got to be honest. I didn't expect him to ever be free. I sort of expected that, you know, he'd be like in a wheelchair and not able to talk. Like at a certain point, you know, they'd poison him or something. I'm still sort of shocked that he has actually been released. So after more than 5 years in a 2x3 meter cell, isolated 23 hours a day, he will soon reunite with his wife, Stella Assange, and their children, who have only known their father from behind bars, the organization said. Ms. Assange shared on social media a video montage of her husband in a car and then boarding a plane, writing, "Julian is free." I'm very excited. I mean, I would like to know some of the details of the plea agreement. Like, I wonder if he'll be able to just do interviews. If part of the plea agreement was sort of NDA, or if he'll be able to just immediately start doing the media rounds. I wonder if there's parts of his plea agreement about, you know, sometimes they can do it where it's like, you're not allowed to go on the internet for the next 3 years. I wonder what restrictions he has. And again, the speculation about this, obviously, you know, the first thing that comes up is people sort of go, well, Trump lost his chance. Trump could have pardoned him at any time while he was president. He chose not to. He instead pardoned black rappers and Israeli spies, people far, far, far less deserving than Julian Assange. Again, only so-called crime was doing what the New York Times wins Pulitzer Prize awards for doing. Publishing government secrets that show that we're being lied to. This is what the purpose of journalism was supposed to be, is supposed to be. But it's not anymore. And if you try to do that, well, they wanted to use Assange to teach you a lesson. Say, this is what happens if you expose our secrets. Assange's plea and sentencing is scheduled for Wednesday morning local time. The hearing is taking place in the U.S. Commonwealth territory because of Assange's opposition to traveling to one of the 50 states in the court's proximity to Australia. Assange's brother, Gabriel Shipton, told Sky News this morning that the WikiLeaks founder is overwhelmed to be out of prison, saying he's been on a plane for a very long time now. I've been speaking to him this week and just going through all the details with him. He's been very anxious, very excited. He's looking forward to spending time with his family and being free, being able to have the sun shining on his face, see the birds, to go for a swim in the ocean back in Australia. Man, what a saga this has been. I'll say that the video of him looking healthy, seemingly, you know, mentally there, you know, I always sort of assumed that part of the reason he was being pursued so relentlessly, part of the reason why they were keeping him locked down for so long, was that he probably still had secrets to tell. And I worried that them releasing him, I thought maybe they'd poisoned him and worn him down and psychologically tortured him to where he was just like broken and like couldn't, like, yeah, he's not a threat anymore. He basically is not a threat anymore, so we can let him go. I was worried that was the case, but these videos seem to show that that's not the case. I don't think this has anything to do with Biden, to be quite honest with you. People speculating about that, noticing that he did this, that, you know, Julian Assange was got this plea deal because he wasn't released. He wasn't pardoned by Biden, but, you know, he got this plea deal just 2 days before the debate. People speculating that this would be a political maneuver. I don't think it is, though. I think the people that vote for Joe Biden are convinced that Julian Assange is like a Russian agent. I don't think they're going to even be happy about this. And I don't think it's going to, you know, there's not any Trump supporters that are going to be like, well, I better vote for Joe Biden now because he already did this thing that I wanted. But he didn't even do it. It was a plea deal reached by the DOJ. I really don't think Biden had anything to do with this. I'm going to take your calls on this subject in the next hour. So I want to know what you think is going on with the Julian Assange release. So it's a good thing, but it's suspicious.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consume for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.